We won't delay by getting to the sports, and let's bring in the $330 million man, Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
I wish.
$330 million dineros.
30 cents.
Man, amazing. I tell you, it's crazy. The world is crazy. It costs millions of dollars to hire a ball player a year, hundreds of thousand dollars a pitch. In movies, and you see this more and more, Netflix and Amazon Prime making their own movies because it's less expensive. But to make a major movie now, you have to raise anywhere between $20 and $30 million just to make the movie. Everything's just crazy with prices, Mike. It really is amazing.
I don't watch. I don't have Netflix. I don't have none of that stuff. I don't do none of that.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, sports leads the curve in insanity in wages, but it's the same everywhere, it seems. Well, you know, when you go to an auction and you can buy a painting for $600,000 to $3 million, but $330 million, they've got them for 10 years now, so we'll see what happens.
That's right. They're stuck with them for 10 years. We'll see what happens. I mean, anybody that comes out and says that I didn't play as hard as they can, I don't want him on my team. I don't care what his name is. And Bryce Harper is one of those players. So he'll come out and he'll be flashy and he'll be running and doing this and doing that in April and May. Let's see what he does in August when the Phillies aren't in a pennant race.
It's pretty amazing when you look at this. I know. I'll just leave
Nobody
it at that.
Nobody is worth that much money.
Well, here's the whole thing. He was the franchise name. Okay, he was their key player. And this is where sports has changed. It doesn't seem to mean anything to players anymore. To play for a team and just one team and suck it up. That's what I'm going to say. It's just a crazy time. And the players are probably going to go on strike this year because they don't like the situation that developed this year. So, I mean, what's the answer? What is the answer?
Well, like I said, we'll see if they go on strike. If they go on strike, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. But I don't think they're going to go on strike because too many people are making too much money. And I don't think that strike will ever materialize.
All right. Well, that would be nice. That would be nice. So, all right.
Because then what are you going to do? Watch football? It'd be a whole year with no sports.
It's pretty amazing. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Money is king, and money talks, and people walk. Any sports you want to talk about before we get to racing?
No, that's pretty much it. Yesterday with that, you know, $330 million for 13 years. I don't know. I think the Phillies could have spent their money a lot more areas and become a better team than just getting Bryce Harper, because what do the Phillies have besides Bryce Harper? And Bryce Harper can't pitch. When they lose, he gets moody. That's not there's no amount of money that's going to change that. And, you know, let it play out. But I think it's a big thumbs down. So, but we'll see how it plays. Then, in other sports, the Knicks won the Derby last night for the worst team in basketball. They got beat by the Cavaliers at home, 125-118. And, you know, it was funny when I was watching some of the highlights. The coaches meet at the end of the game and shake hands.
Yeah.
They're laughing. They're laughing. Now, me as an owner, when you stink as bad as both of these teams stink and you're laughing, there'd be a pink slip on your desk this morning.
Yeah, no,
There's no pride in what you do anymore.
Well, that's what I was trying to say when I talked about some of the baseball players. There's very few of the baseball players that have pride in what they do, pride in the team they play for, pride in the city they play for, and pride in themselves. It's just amazing. It's just, you know,
you don't need pride in the city. You don't need pride in any of that. You need pride in yourself.
Yeah, but you have to have some sort of commitment to the team and the town and the people that pay your salary.
All you need is a commitment to yourself and the sport, and everything else follows suit.
Yeah.
Because if you play the hardest you can, every time you play, it doesn't matter if it's New York, Kansas City, Houston, it doesn't matter where you are, because the fans will respect you. It's not the town. Because every time a team wins a World Series, what's the one line they all, World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, what's the one thing that they all say? This town has the greatest fans in the world. Yeah, okay. They're all. They should just put that in the tape recorder and press the button whenever a team wins a championship. The fans are the greatest in the world when you win. When you lose, they're going to tar and feather you as quick as they can. So if you have pride in yourself and your output, everything else takes care of itself.
All right, we have to go to weather fairly quickly, so let's get to...
Yeah, no problem. There's a lot of races tomorrow, but we'll just go quickly through it. In the eighth race tomorrow is the Here Comes the Bride, a grade three, a mile and 16th on the turf down the Gulfstream. I'm going to take a horse coming off a layoff, the four horse, My Gal Betty. This horse is coming off a layoff since the Breeders' Cup, but before that, this horse was pretty darn good on the turf. And I'm going to take the 6-1 tomorrow with this horse and hope for the best. Another horse I'm going to use in here is going to have a late close and is getting blinkers for the first time is the 2-horse, Belle Laura, another 6-1 shot. So a pair of 6-1s in the 8th race tomorrow at Gulfstream, the 2, Belle Laura, and the 4, My Gal Betty. The 8th race is the Honey Fox, grade 3, 1 mile on the turf. This race sets up pretty nicely for what I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10 horse, Dulce Lily, trained by Billy Mott, coming off a race win at Gulfstream at the end of January on a yielding surface. This horse has run very well on the turf going all the way back to last April at Keeneland. So this horse runs hard every time. Two nice works at Payson Park, 4-1. So Dulce Lily is going to be my pick in the 11th race. The 12th race, the Devona Dale, a one-turn mile for three-year-old fillies, a little prep for the Kentucky Oaks. The one-horse Jaywalk, 2-5 morning line, won last four races by a combined close to 18 lengths, but you can't pay the bills on a 2-5 shot. I'm going to go to the 6-horse, Bold Script. This horse has never been on the dirt. Working very well at Payson Park, running very well last year north of the border on turf and poly track. This horse is Bitestown out of a Malibu Moon mare, so the change to the dirt should not hurt. And if this horse acclimates to the dirt, I think it's going to give Jaywalk every bit of a tussle. And in the meantime, you'll be getting $20-$25 for your two, and Jaywalk will get $280. So I'm going to take the price in the 12th race with Bold Script. And the big race of the day at Gulfstream is the 13th race, the Fountain of Youth, the Grade 2 prep for the Breeders' for the Kentucky Derby, mile and 16th on the dirt. Draws a pretty big field in here. There's a lot of horses in here I think have no shot. Hidden Scroll, who's the 7 horse, is the 9-5 morning line favorite for Billy Mott, coming off a 14-length win in a 13-horse field, maiden special weight, and that was on a sloppy track. How much the sloppy track had to do with it, I don't know, but I'm not taking 9-5 in this race either. I'm going next door. I'm going to take Signal Man, who's 9-2. This horse ran in some nice races last fall, being the Breeders' Cup Futurity at Keeneland and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Churchill Downs, and then won on a sloppy track in the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill Downs. Hasn't been seen since. Training very well for Kenny McPeak over the Gulfstream Strip. Gets Brian Hernandez, who's a very unheralded rider down there and I think is one of the best in the colony. I'm taking the 9-2, and I'm taking Signal Man in the 13th race, Fountain of Youth, tomorrow. So tons of races. There's a lot more stakes there that I didn't hit just because we don't have time. So do yourself a favor, get the race in form, look at Gulfstream Park, and try to pick a couple of winners tomorrow in those other stakes.
Now, did you say Here Comes the Bride?
That's one of them.
Well, here we. I wonder if they're going to do this at the start of the race.
No.
Don't think so?
No.
You don't think that with that horn, they don't think they'll have the guy do that?
100% no.
It's a good thing I'm not at that track. I would do that. They'd probably kill me, right?
More than likely. They'd probably show you where the door is real quick.
Real quick. All right, Mike. Hey, I want you to have a good weekend.
You too.
You might get snow off and on all weekend long, and then get some snow and probably some heavy rain on Sunday night into Monday.
It's snowing here now.
Yeah, we get light snow here now, too. All right. Well, hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Take care.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And I'd be damned if I can get the call to drop once again. Amazing. Absolutely amazing, my phone system here.